I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices. Dave Lucchese, biologist. And Dave, I suppose weather out there doesn't permit any, even a small run at a spawning operation?
Yeah, you know, we had set nets, and we got to check the nets on Sinai and East 81, and I think we might have seen one ripe fish on Sinai, not much at all on East 81, but I mean, we're seeing good numbers of females in our nets on Lake Sinai, but they're all pre-spawn, they're all green. So, and then the last 2 days, we really haven't been able to get out on the water. It's just been too windy. We did set nets on West Oakwood and Albert too. We're going to take a look at those for potential spawning operations, but yeah, our water temps are 42, 43 right now, and the fish just don't seem quite ready to go.
That's amazing for being down south and the way the ice went out so fast, so it's just Mother Nature just keeping that water temp down.
Yeah, we've had some pretty cool nights even down here. So, well, I think the best-case scenario for us would be is if we stay cool in the low 40s for maybe even another week, a couple days, and then gradually warm up, and then I think we'll get those fish to ripen up, and hopefully there'll be some natural production too, because you'll get the warmer water temperatures in late April and food for the walleye fry and perch fry. So I guess I kind of hope that's how it goes.
How about as far as fishing going on?
They've been fishing around the region. The Big Sioux is continuing to produce some fish. I don't think it's quite as hot as it was there for a while, but I've heard of fish coming out of the Big Sioux close to Baltic there. I fished the Big Sioux up by Flandreau on Monday, and seemed like everybody had a fish or two. You know, it wasn't anything fast, but there definitely was some action. As far as lakes go, Lake Sinai, from what I've heard, continues to produce fish, and some nice fish, too, fish up to 25, 26 inches, and a lot of those 16 to 20-inch fish. So it's getting a fair bit of activity. I did get one report off the Oakwood Lake. Sounds like East Oakwood on that south end, they're catching some walleyes from shore there, and West Oakwood, I heard of one report, and I'm not sure where on the lake they were catching them, but they picked up a few walleyes there. The Highway 81 lakes, I get a few reports of fish coming off of those lakes, too. It doesn't sound like it's anything fast or furious, but they have caught a few really nice fish, along with Brush Lake, too. Heard of a 28-incher coming off of there, and it sounds like you might not get a lot of fish, but the ones you get are really nice. Down south towards Madison, did get one report of a walleye bite going on Lake Herman. So that's a typical spring bite there. It seems like every spring those fish go. So it's a good time of year to fish Lake Herman. Haven't really heard anything about Madison or Brandt. Closer to Sioux Falls, it's been pretty quiet. I think you can catch a few walleyes on Twin Lakes near Montrose. Scott Lake by Hartford, it's chock full of perch right now, but fishing seems to be slow there, and they're picking up a few sunfish down on Lake Galvin. So it's been kind of slow right around the Sioux Falls area, except for the Big Sioux River, once again. Sounds like right below the falls there, and in some areas around there, they're picking up some walleyes.
You know, Dave, I don't think it occurred last year, but there was a run at Lake Herman in the spring of perch, which is kind of ironic. You really don't hear about people even targeting perch that much in the spring, but that's one of the only lakes that I think we talked about in years past was that, but nothing occurring this year.
No, you know, that happened for a year or two there where we had that run, and they were catching them up in a little creek that goes up into the golf course area right there. And, you know, that's funny that happened those years, because I don't remember any other years where we really had a spring run of perch. Typically the walleye fishing is good in the spring, but that was sort of a bonus those 2 years.
Well, before you go, anything out of Whitewood or Thompson or Henry or those lakes there or Mud?
You know, I haven't heard anything. Whitewood just typically, for some reason, maybe this year will be different, shuts off when the ice goes out. The perch shut down, and you know, years ago they used to catch some walleyes in the spring, but they really haven't recently. Talked to a guy who fished Thompson on Sunday, had to fish the north end. There was some water coming through that old flood club creek right in the park there. And he said he saw one 24-inch walleye caught, and everybody else caught a carp or two, but he said it was really slow up there. But I would think down by Grunhagen's on that southwest side there, if those fish are starting to think about spawning, that would be a good location. And I haven't heard anything out of Henry. You know, this winter there was some decent fishing there at times, but have not heard anything yet this spring.
Well, Dave Lucchesi out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Well, now we have Brian Blackwell on the phone, but not in Webster, not in Watertown, but Put-In Bay in Ohio, and I believe you're on Lake Erie. You've been fishing?
Yeah, we've been out here at Lake Erie since Saturday morning. We got here. Weather's been tough, lots of wind. We did manage to fish one day, as well as part of a couple hours here and there on another day. But overall, the weather's been pretty tough.
What was the range of walleyes you caught when you did get out?
Oh, we've had fish, you know, the smallest probably about 3 pounders, and then the largest was about 8.8. So they're nice fish. We just haven't been able to get out and try it too much.
So hurricane, wind, and any snow?
Yeah, we've had some snow, no accumulation yet, but it's been definitely been cold. The first morning or a couple times we've tried going out, the waves come over the boat and freeze on contact, so lots of ice in the boat, so not a good situation.
No, that's not fun, and it's like being on an ocean, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, the waves are a little bit bigger over here on Lake Erie than what we're used to back home.
Do you have a couple more days to fish then, Brian?
Today's our last day to fish. Tomorrow morning, the ferry leaves this island at 7 in the morning, and we'll be ready to take off at that point.
Well, back here in the Northeast, I imagine, I know you talked to guys last night, got updates, but I imagine with this weather we've had like that, there's been no spawning operation.
No, the way the wind's blowing, we don't have in the Northeast anyway. There's no nets in the water right now. Hopefully we'll get them in towards, you know, either today or tomorrow, probably not today with the wind, but maybe tomorrow. Hopefully we can get that spawning operation going. I'm guessing next week will be our main thrust on the spawning for walleyes.
I imagine you're going to be the scenario again where some fish, walleyes, will be spawned out, some will be green, and some will be ready to take eggs.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a mix, and that's even what we're seeing over here on Erie. We've had some fish that are spent already, as well as some still holding on to eggs, so I think we're going to have a mixed bag when we get into the spawning next week.
How about fishing, weather permitting, Wabay, Bitter, other lakes in Day County?
Yeah, I'm hearing some reports off of Bitter. Some people are catching some fish. But overall, you know, there's just not a lot of activity going on right now with the wind we've been having. I have heard on Opitz as well, some fish being caught.
So as far as the lakes in Day County, they're probably, do you think they're like almost Coddington in that 1 to 2 foot below full?
Yeah, we're probably in that range right now. You know, we could definitely use some moisture. It's getting pretty dry. Any of the farmers are going to be wanting some moisture here pretty soon. So it would be nice if we got some rain in the next week or two.
Well, Brian, before you go, last question. What are some of the biggest walleyes that have been caught in the last few weeks there on Lake Erie?
You know, I've heard some 11s and probably up to 13, probably the biggest. So they're nice fish if you can find those big ones. But it appears that, you know, it's the same old story here. You should have been here last week. Sounds like last week there was a lot of big fish caught.
How many miles is that from South Dakota to where you're at?
And it's right at 1,000 miles from where we left this on Friday morning.
Well, good luck. I hope you have another one good day of full fishing, catch some nice fish, and we'll give you a ring next week. With spring here, it's been calving season in Custer State Park. Why? Because the first calf of the year was born April 4th. While most bison calves are born in late April to early May, the calves are rust orange color for a month and so following birth and then gradually turn dark brown. They're usually 40 to 50 pounds at birth. Greening grass along with roadsides this time of the year attracts wildlife, creating prime viewing opportunities. However, drivers should exercise extreme caution of animals on or near the roadways. Check your speed limit and stay alert. Visitors are reminded not to move, rescue, or otherwise interfere with the calves. Their mothers will return to take care of them. Bison cows are fiercely protective of their young and should be treated with caution and respect. If you want some more information, you can contact Custer State Park at 255-4515. Well, now we head out to the Pier Fort Pier area. Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait, and weather permitting, down below or up above the dam, northerns or walleyes, anybody been out?
Well, the northerns are super. If you brave the wind up above, anything from 29 down to 10s and 12s, they're not spawned out. The eggs are pretty green yet. Water temperature coming through the dam is about 38. So we got a ways to go yet, but the wind just keeps persisting. You know, it's going to be gale force again. As I speak, it's really windy here yet. So that's the big story. Not a lot of traffic up on Oahe for walleyes, but when they can get out, there's been some nice catches. And down below, from the dam all the way to West Bend, very good if the wind permits. So that's the big key.
Have you had any moisture out in your area this week?
Very little. Did have one salmon finally come in, but that was from northern fishermen fishing from shore. They caught one salmon. Of course, there's no thermocline right now, so they could be at any depth. But
so was that on
a nice one? So we're optimistic.
Was that on a smelt?
Yep.
How big was it?
Well, about 10 pounds.
Have you ever heard of that occurring before?
Oh, not really from shore. I've heard of them being caught from shore, but not at this time, you know.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, Deputy Dan Miller, Carl's Bait, Pier Fort Pier, thank you. Well, now we head out to Chamberlain at the hillside with pro guide Gary Allen. And Gary, weather permitting, fishermen been out this week?
Oh, there's been a few guys out this week. We've had quite a few people here actually all week, but it's been tough out there in the water this week. We had one group in here from Iowa and Colorado that were out. Didn't catch their limits out there, but they come in some really nice stringers of fish. Winds blew out here 40, 45 mile an hour all week, and the only time it's really been able to fish in the evenings, like around after 4 o'clock.
Well, as far as what shape the males and females are in, this is probably stawned, the spawning.
Yeah. No, the spawn right now is just about getting started. They're starting to catch fish out here in the rocks now at night, and the spawn is, I'd say in another week or so, maybe by the middle of next week, the spawn should be in full roll. So everything should be really going good by then on the spawn. And the walleye fishing has been really good out here if you can get the weather right. Jigging a minnow, and we got guide boats going out. We canceled our trips this week because of the wind, but we got boats going out tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday, and the wind's supposed to lay tomorrow 10 to 15 out of the north, so that's going to really help. The guys that went up and battled the wind yesterday, they come in with a really nice string of fish from up north of town up here, but they said it was ungodly rough up there, but they had they battled it. They come out here to fish, so they stayed right with it, and they had big boats and done real well.
How about the surface temp? Are you looking at 42 to 45?
Yeah, we're running about 42 degrees out here right now. It fluctuates every day because of the weather, you know, and the wind and stuff. But I know south of town between here and Platte and all the way down there, the river is really mudded up. There's solid mud out there, but the areas where there's clear water out here, fishing has been just excellent. We've had probably one of the best springs out here that I've seen in several years for walleye fishing, and the amount of people that's been out here has been unbelievable.
Well, good. Gary Allen at the Hillside Chamberlain, thank you. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.